Thanks for coming. Any questions on Josh Jones?
You see him as a typical safety, more of a hybrid safety. How do you see him fitting into the defense?
I think he's really versatile. I think he can do a lot of things. He's an explosive athlete. He's got good size, so he's going to be able to come down in the box and do some of those things. But he's shown so much coverage ability as well. I think he's just a really versatile player in the back end of our defense.
Brian, does that 4.4 40 just jump off the page, you know, when you're looking at a guy like that?
Yeah, 6'1.5", 220, 4.4. I mean, that's impressive in its own right, but then you watch the tape and he backs it up. You know, I mean, it's not one of those guys that tested well, and then you don't see the athletic traits on tape. You see it. So, we're excited.
So with the way teams are using, they're using safeties basically as linebackers, like in the nickel. Is
sure.
This a guy who could do something like that like you do with Burnett?
Yeah, that's a good, comparison. I think both those guys have really good ability to, throughout the secondary, and to come down to the back seven and do some things like that. So, we see him as one of those guys that's going to help on a lot of fronts.
Brian, in your prep, was it bigger and faster at this secondary position? Was that kind of the intent of the guys you looked at?
I think we're always that way. And this guy in particular was just, he jumps off the tape. So I don't think it was anything unusual, but yeah, bigger and faster is always kind of the way we're headed. Would like to.
Elliot told us, Brian, that it was an effort to get faster. Why did you guys want to get faster? What did you need to do?
I just think that's the way the game's going. I think you just don't want to get outflanked. You got to have guys that can run and chase. And I don't think that ever changes. I think we've always wanted to get faster. You're always looking to get faster. And I think it's just back to the basics a little bit.
You get this question every year, but what's realistic to expect of King and of Jones coming in right away? It's not like you guys are afraid to play young guys.
Yeah. I don't think you put a whole lot of expectations on them right away. We got some pretty good players that are already here. So these guys are going to have to come in and earn their way. They're going to have to, become pros. But I think both the way these guys are wired and the gifts that they have, I have good high expectations for those guys.
Not a nickel slot guy, is he?
I think he could do some of that stuff if he wanted to. I think, like I said, I think he's his versatility is one of his best assets. And I don't think we would shy away from playing him in there.
Did he blitz much? Does he show any instincts for
that? Absolutely. Absolutely.
Was the fact that he has a history at corner, ability to press up, you guys asked those guys to do a lot of different things. Was that attractive?
Sure. His coverage ability in particular, not necessarily at corner, but his ability to cover wide receivers, backs, tight ends, that was very, absolutely.
Brian appears to be a strong guy with the bench press reps. Mm-hmm. How does that translate into his tackling? I mean, he can obviously get to
sure.
the right spot, but can he get guys down?
He's a very good tackler in space and in the box. He's one of those guys at NC State. You'll see him. They'll drop him in there, kind of play a will linebacker, and he'll shoot the gap and take on the big guys inside and has no problem doing that. And when he's back in the back end and he's got to get the speed guys, he has no problem doing that either. So, like I said, I think, with Josh, the versatility is just, I keep repeating myself here, but that's the exciting thing for us, his ability that he can do so many things.
You've talked about his coverage. I mean, he had 8 picks in 3 years, which is probably
right.
Pretty close to the top of the list, I would say. What stands out in that regard? Is it just athleticism, or is there something more to it?
Yeah, he can get off the hash. He's got a really good range to go find the ball, good ball skills. I think that his ability to get off the spot is impressive because he's able to get to the ball.
Goody, I remember Ron used to say when the draft was only 2 days, he really liked the fourth round because he had kind of the night to think about and reset the board. What was it like for you guys as a scouting staff, like yesterday or last night and this morning leading up to today, and then you'll get to do it again tomorrow? How different is it when you have that opportunity?
Yeah, we haven't had a lot of that. It's fun. It's fun to go through scenarios and take trade offers and kind of see how they fit for us. It was exciting. We probably spent a little bit more time, here going through those things. We had more calls than usual. We expect a lot tonight and in the morning. So I think when you position yourself in those spots, we're typically picking at the bottom of a round. So when you're at the top of a round, it's different than where we haven't done that a lot. So it was kind of exciting, to entertain those things.
Elliot said that the Browns were not his team on his list of teams he had a call. Were they on yours for the trade yesterday?
We do it as a group. We kind of have different teams on this, but you may be on the phone with one team and one of your teams calls, and so somebody else has got to grab it. So I don't think Ted would want me to divulge which teams around what. So
the reason I'm asking is, it looks like it was a pretty busy night last night, and yet it looks like, correct me if I'm wrong, but you got the guy you probably wanted at 29 anyway. Just what was the dynamic like there to be able to add the extra pick tomorrow and everything else? What was that?
Yeah, I think we always look to our board, let it speak to us. It was really strong. I think in the days leading up to yesterday, you start, if we were to move back, what scenarios would be best? And I think we kind of had one that looked the best to us, and we were in conversations there, and then another one came along, was a little better, and then we pulled the trigger. So, but the board was strong. If the board's not strong, you stay there and you pick the guy. So,
Brian, did you guys meet with Josh and Indy?
We did. He's a junior coming out, so we met with him. We were at his pro day. We had two guys at his pro day. I'm from Raleigh, North Carolina, so I know a little bit of some people down there. So we felt really good about the guy and the player. So,
what kind of impression did he make on
him? He's a Detroit kid from a small town outside of Detroit. He's a confident kid, very smart, he's pretty good to stand next to, too. So, yeah.
Brian, he was a strong safety as a sophomore and a free safety as a junior. Did that change his role at all?
I think he was more productive because they moved him around more this year. They in their defense, I think they really tried to move him to where he could be the playmaker. You know, he was a dynamic playmaker for him this year, I would say a little bit more so than 15. And I think that was because they realized they needed to get him in the mix as much as they could.
Goody, I know he's not a draft pick, but you guys added Evans the other day. How much does that, a guy who's done everything he has, even wherever he's at in his career, how much does that help you guys, and how much does it save you from maybe having to reach for a guard?
Yeah, I don't know if it really impacted us too much, as far as the draft. The exciting thing, I think, for us is you get a six-time Pro Bowler in your locker room, in the O-line meeting room. I think that goes a long ways, despite the fact that he's a really good player. I don't think it affects us in the draft, but I think we're really excited to have him in our squad. So,
two more, please. What does your secondary look like right now as compared to 4 hours ago?
Taller, definitely taller. Yeah, taller and maybe a little faster. We got a really good group of secondary guys that are already here, and I think this just adds to those guys. I think the versatility now in that room is going to is going to really help us next season.
So. I know you don't want to put too much pressure on rookies when they come in. Mm-hmm. Let them come in, develop patience in that. But with how you look at secondary, do you need them to contribute early? Do you need them to make an impact maybe earlier than
need? I think we expect them to. We expect all the players that come here and make our squad to contribute. Need, I don't know. I don't know if I'd use that word. But there's high expectations for these two guys, no doubt about it.
Brian, outsiders might look this as, not a slight to Quentin and Demarius, but certainly a nudge. How do you view that?
I don't look at it like that. I think competition's healthy, and I think whenever you can have high competition in a group like that, it makes the group better. So that's kind of how I think we see it.
You see Josh as an early contributor to coverage on special teams?
No doubt. No doubt.